We have reached the point of the season where there's just 1 month to go. Four games left.
Yes.
It is that time for Overreaction Monday. It is a pleasure for you to have us, however you're taking in Overreaction Monday, whether it's on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page or wherever you get your podcast to listen to. I am Rich Eisen. Good to see you, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how
Rich,
are you, sir?
What's up, baby?
As always, this episode of Overreaction Monday is brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Christopher?
Yes.
I cannot imagine what you have chosen to overreact to, because you had a bevy of options.
There was a lot of fun stuff this weekend.
Okay.
Man. Are you ready?
Yes, let's
ready.
Hit it. Hit
let's
it.
Go.
Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher, go for it.
Let's start with Sunday Night Football. Rich, Dak Prescott is the clear-cut MVP through 14 weeks.
I would not say clear-cut. I would say the following. Brock Purdy is there. And also there is Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, what he did in the rain against a Rams team that showed up loaded for bear,
yep,
with their offense cooking against a Ravens defense that was missing Kyle Hamilton, is definitely in the mix with Dak Prescott, what he has been able to do over the last 2 months with this offense, certainly at home. And certainly with everybody all over his case coming off of that loss in San Francisco, mm-hmm, and then him having a couple of toes too big for the Philadelphia sideline, and then what happened in Arizona, those being the three losses for the Dallas Cowboys and them not having lost since they played Philadelphia and being on the streak that they're on, along with what Brock Purdy's doing. I would say those are the three finalists right now.
Yeah, Vegas agrees with you, Rich. Those are the three favorites right now. Dak has a slight edge on Brock Purdy and Lamar.
Well, here's the issue in what Lamar has a slight edge and Brock Purdy has a slight edge on Dak is they're currently leading their divisions. And I know the Dallas Cowboys are technically currently leading their division. You know, if you look at the playoff standings, well, Dallas is 2. Philadelphia is 5.
Right.
If they all win out, Philadelphia would have the tiebreak over Dallas because Philadelphia has a better conference record of their three losses. Philadelphia and Dallas, one of them is to an AFC team in the Jets, whereas Dallas's three losses are all in conference to Arizona, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. So at the end of the day, do you give the MVP award to a guy who couldn't win his own division, or didn't win his own division, I shouldn't say couldn't? That's why I'll push back and say he's the clear-cut MVP through 14 weeks, is that this thing is completely up for grabs amongst those three guys. And if entirely possible, right, that Tua goes on such a tear over the last 4 weeks, or Tyreek Hill gets like 2,200 yards receiving.
Maybe, possible.
Or you know, maybe Jalen Hurts pulls it together and Philadelphia winds up being the one seed because Philly somehow, some way, averaged 40 points a game over the final month, then, you know, that's why I can't sit here and say he's the clear-cut MVP through 14 weeks right now.
Dak is balling, though,
he
man.
He is. He's playing the best football he's ever played in his career.
Yeah.
And so that's how we started our Monday show, and I'll just push back with a overreaction label to starting off this pod.
All right, Rich, let's talk about Philly, the other team from Sunday Night Football. I said this last week about the Chiefs. I'm going to do it again for the Eagles. No Super Bowl rematch. Eagles, one and done in the playoffs.
Why'd you have to just say one and done in the playoffs? Why'd you have to go there?
Because they don't look like a team that can win a playoff game right now.
You don't think Philadelphia, where they currently are right now, can go into Tampa and beat the Buccaneers? Do you really believe that?
Is it the Eagles that showed up in Dallas last night? Because, yes. No, I don't think.
Let's say the Eagles that showed up in Dallas can't go to Tampa. They can't go to Atlanta.
They're not going to beat the Bucs.
Really? That's an overreaction. Had you say there will be no Super Bowl rematch, I'd say, okay, you could say that right now.
Yeah, but that's a proper reaction.
That's not a proper
reaction. We're going over. It's Monday.
You have no idea. There's still so much football to go. But I would have said at least, you know. So what's your goal? For me to agree with you or say it's an overreaction?
I don't know.
You go back and forth.
It depends.
It blows with the wind.
It just depends how I'm feeling at the moment.
Very good. But I that's an overreaction.
I mean, the Eagles look like booty, man.
Dude,
come on.
The Eagles are making the NFC Final Four. They are going to. The at this point, if I had to peg a team that doesn't make the NFC's Final Four okay. right now, it would be the Lions. That the Lions would lose a home game yeah. against Green Bay, or a Lions would lose a home game against the Rams. Because the Lions look to be the 3 seed. That's as low as they're going to go. And the way that they are playing right now, welcoming in Green Bay again after what we saw in Thanksgiving, or welcoming in Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay and the Rams to go to Detroit and one and done that team that after we awesome. Had so many high hopes with Jared Goff against the Rams and Aaron Donald. I mean, that would be a tall order. The Eagles are not going to be one and done in the playoffs. This is an overreaction.
More likely, completely. Chiefs one and done in the playoffs or Eagles one and done in the playoffs?
The Chiefs are winning their division, bro. So they're not losing an Arrowhead in the playoffs. Neither. There's no more likely. Not everything needs to have a likelihood to it.
It's more likely that both.
It's more likely that both of them win a playoff game this year and make their respective Final Fours.
I don't know, man. It's been a weird season, so I would.
It has been.
I would expect weird things to continue to happen.
Not
into,
that weird.
Into the playoffs.
Not that weird. What else?
All right. How about this for a throwback, Rich? It's a Flacco Sance. Joe Cool taking the Browns to the playoffs.
Flacco Sance.
I need that on a t-shirt.
I mean, for a split minute, he was on a practice squad again, or he still is, and the Browns
I feel
are
like that's just procedural because he got called up from the practice squad. They had to send him back down.
I don't know. Why would they send him back down at all? Like, I know that they might need to make other roster moves, but
Joe Flacco is back.
Dude, if you're giving a chance to another team to sign him, if I'm the Vikings, I would call him up and say, what do you want? What can we have you right? for? Right? You want to throw to Justin Jefferson? You want to be in the NFC? You want to be in the AFC?
Maybe.
What do you want
Justin
to do?
Jefferson got banged.
I don't know. This is weird. So I don't think this is an overreaction at all. I mean, the Browns defense and the way that Flacco is finding his receivers, 1,000,000%. This is not an overreaction. I think the Browns are currently your 5 seed right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 8-5. Yeah, 8-5. They look good.
And we just, like yesterday could have been a playoff preview. They might wind up in Jacksonville on Super Wild Card Weekend. And I'll tell you what, man, I don't know if they'd want the Browns coming into their house.
I don't think so.
So
they beat them up pretty good.
I could definitely see the Browns making the Final Four with Joe Flacco even winning a playoff. Not just taking them to the playoffs, but winning a playoff.
Winning
game.
A playoff. Maybe I should have went a little hotter.
Do you remember what he was like for the Ravens in the playoffs?
Yeah, he had the greatest playoff stretch ever. Right? It got him $100 million.
Like a gajillion touchdowns and no interceptions,
he
right?
was awesome.
Was it 16 touchdowns and no interceptions?
I feel like it was 12 and 0.
Something like that. Now, obviously, Ray Lewis is not walking through that door in Cleveland.
True.
But hell yeah, man. I don't think this is an overreaction whatsoever.
Flacco Sance.
Great name, great yeah. word.
Flacco Sance.
Flacco Sance. Okay.
Proud of that
Flacco
one.
Flacco Palooza.
I'm proud of that one.
That's elite. That's an elite nickname.
Hey. Let's go. Rich, this is for you.
So this is a Jets one?
The Jets should have never benched Zach Wilson this year.
No.
Dude had 300 yards. He looked like the number 2 pick on Sunday.
Now, do you think that it's all part of
because
a journey?
Because he benched? Absolutely not. He only played that way because he got benched? Come on.
Not because he got benched. It's just part of the journey.
Part of the roller coaster?
I don't know, man.
They should have never benched him.
Dude.
They panicked. Tim Boyle panic.
Whatever. I mean, Can I answer this by saying I have no reaction?
Come on. You know you have a reaction.
I'm reactionless.
What was it like for you watching that on Sunday?
It's just like, you know, where's it been? Can we do this again? Is it sustainable? Because Houston's, you know, made a lot of other offenses look pedestrian this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just any. And then they beat the crap out of C.J. Stroud. They beat him up. They
beat
Houston
him
up.
Knocked him out.
And I hope he's okay.
He may not play in week 15.
I mean, then go to Tennessee right there.
That's a winnable
next
game.
Next up for Houston. But as for the Jets, let me just answer your question.
Jets
in
the playoffs?
I mean, the Jets benched him. When did they bench him? They benched Tim Boyle. They put Tim Boyle in Buffalo? Did they put Tim Boyle in Buffalo? No, they put Zach in Buffalo. I don't remember.
I mean,
it all
just
blends together.
I know it's all bled together, but like, come on.
Or they put Tim Boyle in at the end.
He was obviously more talented. They should have just let him.
He's obviously, dude,
work
you want to talk about more talented. There's a reason why he was second overall, okay? And it's not because, you know, Tim Boyle had more talent, or it's not because that Trevor Siemian had more talent. He's definitely the most talented guy on the roster. He just couldn't put things together, and nobody could help him. I mean,
did Zach Wilson save Saleh's job? I'm trying to get you wound
you
up right now.
Saving Saleh's job? Aaron Rodgers still being there. That's what's saving Saleh's job. And
you're
that's
probably
what,
right.
And so there's no question that the way that everything is unfolded this year, the best option for the Jets for 2024 is to run it back and hope that the Achilles survives and come up with a better plan behind him, unless Zach balls out and this is an indication of him winning four more games in a row, going into Miami and shocking the world, because the defense is championship quality. The defense is outstanding. And don't forget the way that that first half ended. I pointed it out on our main show on Monday that don't forget the way that the Black Friday first half ended with back-to-back interceptions of Tua Tagovailoa.
Yep.
And that game totally changed on the mind-blowing pick six Hail Mary. Or the Hail Mary, right?
Hail Mary.
So if they beat Miami in Miami, and then they're home for Washington and go to Cleveland on a short week, and then they're...
Why can't the Jets win all those games?
That's what I'm saying. They win five in a row, and then all of a sudden, they're 9-8. I don't know.
Crazier things have happened.
So that's why I have no reaction. They should never have benched him. I mean, they're grasping at straws, man. Grasping at straws. That, I mean, if you want to have any sort of 2020 hindsight, if you want to use those glasses right now,
I do.
The most appropriate one is they should have been on Flacco when he was sitting on his couch right away.
Yeah. Was he in their building last year, right?
Right away. Yes. He was the one who went in for Zach in Cleveland and won that game.
Threw bombs.
On top of the Elf when they were up, they were down 30-17 with a little more than 2 minutes to go. And he won that game to found Garrett Wilson. Corey Davis back in the day.
Corey Davis.
You know, so that's what they should have done, certainly to back up Zach. And that would have been the guy when Zach was failing to put in there.
Yep.
That's the 2020 hindsight. Not that they shouldn't have benched him when they did.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
What else, Chris?
Sorry, I just wanted to get you on.
You did.
How about this one,
Success.
Rich?
Check the box.
You said it on Monday's show. Don't let him in. Well, guess what? The Bills will be the most dangerous team in the AFC playoffs.
They got a long way to go. You know what it is? You know what the Bills' chances of making the playoffs right now look like to me? It's like when it's third and eight, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody checks it down.
And they have to just break a tackle, and
they're 5 yards to get the first down. They got a long way to go.
Yeah.
They're right now, they just caught the ball and they've turned up field and there's defenders
and there's
coming at
guys
them.
Coming
and they got five yards to go. Like that's the way it looks right now for the Buffalo Bills. Because next up in Western New York is Dallas. This is it. I mean, this is it. Buffalo and Dallas, baby. And then
sign me up.
And then, you know, after that, it kind of gets easier significantly. They've got to come out here to take on Los Angeles on a Saturday game, by the way, on Peacock. Do you know how many times NBC is going to be throwing that out there in the NFL? It's on Peacock. So, hey, everybody, when you're looking for the game and you can't find it on your you know, linear cable station. Go get, make sure your internet connection's good for that out there in Western New York.
Well, that's going to be Easton Stick, man.
And then Bailey's, after Dak, it's Easton Stick, Bailey's Zappe. And then, you know, if Miami can potentially trip up tonight, I mean, Monday night won't be that game.
No, I hope not.
They have games home for Dallas and then at Baltimore before the week 18 finale. I mean, Buffalo's best chance to make the playoffs might be to win the division.
Wow.
By the way. And they're also, you know, three back of Miami.
Bills get in. Let's assume something crazy.
You don't want them to get in.
You don't want to play them? You want to play them?
Hell no. You don't want them in.
No. That quarterback?
Josh Allen has returned to his stealing your soul and stealing your face type play, where you just can't sack him. You can't sack him. And the first 8 weeks of the season, with the exception of the first 3 weeks when they were winning every game by 28 or more points, and then they go to London. They wound up losing Matt Milano and half their defense, it felt like. And they have now rebounded, certainly offensively. You know, certainly offensively, they look so much better and more stout than the first 2 months of the season. Josh Allen has shown up, and you don't want them showing up in your house. Or if they somehow win the AFC East, because they have beaten Miami before, if they win that Week 18 game to sweep Miami and get the same record as Miami, let's just say Miami loses those games to Dallas and Baltimore.
Okay.
Then Buffalo winds up potentially the 2 seed. Right?
And they're hosting Denver or somebody?
Right. And Denver goes back there. I proffer to say there will not be a 12th man on special teams that night.
Yeah, I would guess.
Look out. Look out. The Bills, that is not an overreaction. Just don't let them in the tournament is all I'm saying.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone, as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
Game time tickets. It's that time of year for you to maybe take your family on a winter vacation, to go travel somewhere, and you want to make it special. Maybe take them to a theater and see a show, or maybe a concert, or maybe a sporting event. Game time tickets is the place to go. Certainly if it's not in your area. If it's in your area too, certainly check them out as well. I love the app. It's easy to navigate. You can see where your seats are going to be. Game time pulls no punches. You know right up front what it's going to cost with all in pricing. House full of kids that have different tastes and allegiances to artists and teams like Susie and I have. Game time's the perfect solution to finding tickets to satisfy everybody. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code OVERREACTION, $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code OVERREACTION, two R's in OVERREACTION, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Christopher, what else you got? Let's go.
Just talking second half. AFC East. I think this is going to happen.
By the way, I've made my adjustments.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, good.
During that read, I made my adjustments.
Well done. What were your major adjustments?
Just not to react so strongly right off the bat. Take my time.
Think about it?
Yeah, and think about it.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
Arnold Schwarzenegger just popped in.
Del Tufo's paying attention. Rich, the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC goes through Miami. That's a fun way of saying Miami's going to be the one seed.
I know what you're saying. I don't know, pal. The Ravens are just one of those teams right now that you can't overlook them. You just can't. Kyle Hamilton being out, it concerns me. You know, Miami still resides in the who have they really beaten category right now.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to change. We're obviously recording this before Monday Night Football. I imagine they blow out the Titans on Monday night.
And then
the Jets come
into their house. Crazy things happen when that happens. And then they got those two ones, those Dallas and at Baltimore. That's going to be for the one seed right now.
I think Baltimore, that game's going to be for the one seed. I think you're right.
They're at Baltimore there.
which we remember how, you know, 2022 started last year.
Week 17, by the way, that is New Year's Eve day at Baltimore.
That's Sunday Night Football? What? Where is that?
It is not. Sunday Night Football that night right now is Green Bay at Minnesota. And I don't know if they're going to flex out of that.
Let's flex out of
Dude,
that.
Dude, I bet you CBS put their marker on that Miami-Baltimore
game. You think so?
First
Way
month
back
of the season? Yeah, first month of the season. When Miami's 3-0. Hell yeah, maybe. Hell yeah, 5-1, and they have to make the decision right around maybe week 5. They're 4-1. I'll checkmark this one for you.
Okay.
Because I do feel that they are. I mentioned earlier on our Monday show when Chris Long, in his usual Monday spot on the Rich Eisen show, was saying, "Name me an AFC team that would be able to beat Kansas City 7 times out of 10." Mm-hmm. You know, he initially misspoke and said ACC team when you guys were laughing.
Yeah.
But he meant AFC team, and I'm like, not 7 times out of 10, but I'm like, if Miami plays Kansas City again, I think they'd get a different game from him. I really do.
I think so.
And I think Tyreek Hill had a disappointing game in Germany and would really just light himself up to light up Kansas City. So I'll give this one to you right now. But Baltimore lurks. That Week 17 game is for all the marbles right there, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, looking that way. Rich, you just mentioned the Chiefs. Let's talk about the AFC West. The Broncos are going to win the West.
No. Get out of here. Come on, dude. Get out of here.
Broncos are going to win out, Rich. They're going to be 11-6.
You were giving him a win in Detroit?
Yeah, the Lions.
Okay.
Look.
And you don't think Bailey Zappi can have a Christmas Eve lump of coal in the stocking?
0.0.
All right. Then comes Easton Stick into town. Incomplete. And then at Vegas.
Broncos. 11-6.
11-6.
Come on. Broncos country.
Kansas City.
That's right.
Next step for them is they've got a they're at New England. You think Bailey Zappi's going to take care of business there? Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
No, probably not.
Aiden O'Connell comes in on Christmas Day.
Probably not.
Okay. Then they have Jake Browning comes in.
Now we're talking.
And then they're at Easton Stick. Okay.
Crazier things have happened.
So you're saying Jake Browning is going to be coming in to Arrowhead, acting like total Joe Burrowness, and that's going to be what opens the door to the Denver Broncos.
I think we're going to start talking about it. Never know. Crazier thing. This season is insane.
So this is what I like to do.
This season is crazy.
I like to boil it down because now that's the beauty of the end of the season is now we have to actually look at the last four games. Where are they?
Yep.
Where are they? And, you know, and what's the momentum coming in?
Yeah.
Now that we also know who everyone is right now.
Yep.
Okay. So you're telling me the Broncos win out.
Yep.
Jake Browning wins in Arrowhead.
Yep. And then it comes down to the tiebreakers.
Then it comes down to the tiebreakers.
What are the tiebreakers?
I don't know.
I don't either, but I'm going to say Denver's got them, and they win the division.
And I'll say this is an overreaction and ask you to move on. I think I've proven my point.
You at least considered it. Reasonable doubt. That's all I need. All I need is reasonable doubt. I need one guy on the jury.
To get an acquittal?
That's right.
Well, I call this a mistrial of a reaction.
Rich,
you're out of order.
Rich, you just mentioned...
Scenario's out of order.
Stop it.
What else?
You just mentioned the Bengals quarterback.
I love him.
You know who Jake Browning is? Jake Browning is the new Brock Purdy.
Well, I will say this. What does Brock Purdy have that Browning has? A significant amount of experience at the collegiate level.
Correct.
Right? A significant amount of experience at reps, games, moments, reaction, being able to assimilate and not let yourself get down. In terms of that, and also looking a lot like the savior of a moment as well, to keep a team that is otherwise championship ready afloat and moving forward on a playoff path, you got that one too. But the future of the team that they will take out the starter
Well, no,
and hand it off?
We're not going that far.
Well, that's the Brock Purdy.
Now, the Brock Purdy is, when did Brock Purdy come on last year? Week 11, 12, right, sure. Something like that? That's right. Jake Browning the last 2 weeks has been awesome.
Okay.
Jake Browning is surrounded by a lot of talent.
So
a lot of talent.
So then take to the AFC Championship game in the same way that Purdy took his team to the NFC Championship game? Like that's like,
why not?
So what are you saying
why
about it?
He's the not.
Is that what you're saying?
So he's
you're
the
saying
new Brock Purdy.
So you're saying he's going to take Cincinnati to the AFC Championship game?
Rich, what have I been saying this whole?
This is crucial.
This is a weird, crazy season.
Crucial.
Why can't
pieces
Jake,
of information for me Jake to make, Browning, render my decision.
Why can't Jake Browning do what Purdy did last year?
Which is take his team to the championship game.
Bengals, can they win out? Can the Bengals win out?
Let me grab my piece of paper. Here we go. We also have it up on the screen now. Home for Minnesota, by the way, that's on NFL Network. At Pittsburgh, maybe Kenny Pickett comes back.
Who cares?
Well, the Steelers stink. The Steelers did not disappoint defensively in taking him out. That's the last game the Steelers won is week 12. At Kansas City, home for Cleveland, winning out six in a row.
That's
Brock Purdy.
Week 17, the Bengals go into Browning Head and win?
Browning Head. Good one. That's an overreaction. If this is what you're saying, in terms of looking the part.
He's looked awesome the last 2 weeks.
I got it. He's got the same makeup. He's got the similar background. He's also got the same opportunity, which is to be a backup quarterback for a team that is otherwise ready-made. It's not like he's strolling in like, Josh Dobbs.
Right.
And obviously the Vikings are a team that's potentially ready-made as well around him, but not like the Niners last year or the Bengals with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and Joe Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase and that offensive line and that defense.
That's what I mean.
That's similar. It's an interesting scenario. But if you're saying the ultimate for Brock Purdy, him being the next Brock Purdy, is A, take his team to the championship game.
The new Brock Purdy is A, take his team to the championship game,
yep. And then B, supplant the guy that was supposed to be the starter forevermore.
We still
that's
like
not going to happen.
Yeah, but hey, why can't Jake Browning start somewhere else next year? Maybe this is his launching pad.
Or the Bengals hold on to him. I would, if I could. What are you going to just, make another team's day?
Man.
Okay.
Prevent a guy from getting paid.
What else?
All right. I thought that was fun.
It was.
Speaking of fun, the fun is over in Houston, Rich. The Texans fun ride is over.
Why do you say that?
They just got embarrassed by the Jets.
So what? These things happen when you got a young team. You know what I mean? Like the
fun ride's over. They're not making the playoffs.
Well, they're not gonna win their division, I don't think.
They're not gonna make the playoffs. I would cross them right out. Especially
if
Stroud has to miss a week or two.
They play Tennessee twice. They're at Indianapolis. They're home for Cleveland. It's not like these opponents are not beatable in front of them. There's no like one or two seeds that in their conference or either conference on their schedule. It's not like Miami that's got to play Dallas and Baltimore, or that's got to play San Francisco and Miami. It's not like Dallas that got to play the Bills next.
Flacco-san's coming to town, and week 18 might be for the seventh seed.
Correct. So I'm not going to say their season's over. That's an overreaction. We'll see what Stroud looks like. Mm-hmm. I hope he's fine, because that would be just a friggin' bummer if his season ends like that. And one last thing, just to throw out one more time. What the hell is Tank Dell doing on the 1 yard line, being part of a play, blocking a short yardage dive? What the hell was
coaching? Why is he in there? How the hell did that happen? Major bummer.
What else, Chris? You got one last
Last one. The NFC is crazy. Did you see there's like six teams or six and seven or something crazy like that?
Yes.
Not one, but two 8 and 9 teams are going to make the playoffs in the NFC.
No, I don't think about it. Well, 8 and 9 will be a division. Yes, I'll give you that. One will be the NFC South winner.
Yep.
And another one will be the seventh seed.
Correct.
Okay.
Not one, but two 8 and 9 teams.
Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing in this conference that is so strong that you got three teams with 10 wins as we're taping this right now with an opportunity to win the one seed? Two of them are a team that battled it out for the NFC Championship game last year.
Crazy.
All right. And then the Dallas Cowboys, who lost to San Francisco last divisional round, maybe looking the best out of all three of them, although I still think the Niners are number one. The Lions are beginning to slip up a bit. And then you've got a host of teams coming on strong, like the Rams and the Packers. The Bears still have some sort of like down the stretch. They come from last place trying to make some strong finish right now.
Hold that thought.
And then you've got one more time just to mention an NFC South that I think is going to be an 8-9 champion.
There's three teams that are 6-7.
Right. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the 7 seed and the 4 seed are both 8-9 and then everyone else has an opportunity to win the conference.
Crazy.
You know, even the 6 seed going on a major run.
Yeah. It's going to come down to the weird tiebreakers.
So I bought that last one right there. Well done. Well done. All right, we finish up this edition of Overreaction Monday like we finish up all of them with a prediction on what we're going to be overreacting to the next podcast. I am on a heater on that front.
What did you say?
Are not.
I am not. What did you say last week?
Well, let's say what you said last week. Well, you said last week that the Chargers
were not dead
yet.
Still alive.
And they are.
As dead as Justin Herbert's finger.
That is exactly what they appear to be right now.
So bad at these.
Well, you didn't see Herbert's finger up.
I didn't.
But I did see another weird fourth down execution on a play that takes forever. And then they got a turnover on downs on their own side of the field.
Yeah.
I'd love to know the exact number of turnover on downs that the Chargers have had in the Staley era on their own side of the field. What do you think? It's got to be at least five, at least half dozen.
Too many. Yeah, way too many.
Mine was the prediction was the Eagles are in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And here I am predicting that.
Look at that.
And I still think it's an overreaction. There's still enough time left. So, Chris, you go, sir.
Well, my apologies ahead of time to the Chicago Bears. The Bears are going to make the playoffs, Rich. They're going to do it. They're 5-8 right now. Why can't they win out 9-8 and sneak into the 7 seed?
So is that an overreaction? Are you going to overreact to it? Because they'll be 6-8, right? That's an overreaction. That's right. And if the Packers lose on Monday night,
sure,
then the Bears are a game out of a playoff spot. So
I don't think that happens. I think it's still an overreaction.
When that doesn't happen, whenever people are downloading this show or listening to it or watching it on YouTube on Tuesday through the rest of the week, Chicago. So you think Justin Fields goes into Cleveland, back in the state of Ohio, balls out,
right,
and beats and ruins the Flacco songs?
Well, contradicting what I just said, the Flacco songs. But one take at a time.
You're just one.
I'm on to the next take.
Contradictory taker.
If that happens, I think we're going to start talking about Bears playoffs.
Let me continue my heater.
Okay.
Here's what we're overreacting to on the next edition of Overreaction Monday, and that is the Baltimore Ravens are in trouble. Because they would be coming off of a Sunday night loss to Jacksonville.
Okay.
And then the narrative will be, well, I mean, they needed to pull that one out of their orifice against the Rams at home.
Right. Defense not as strong.
And now they're a full game behind the Dolphins for the 1 seed. And now the Jaguars can actually have a tie break on them to have a better seed in the playoffs. Should that happen? And the Ravens are going to be in trouble because look who they go and play next at San Francisco. And suddenly, maybe the Steelers on Saturday beat the Colts. And then suddenly you could start seeing the clouds forming because the Steelers have beaten the Ravens earlier
and
this year.
And they're just one game back.
And they just can't catch them. And look out, the Ravens are in trouble. How about me? I feel like I'm going to nail this one too, Chris.
Rich Stradamus.
Listen. Do I know my narratives or not? I've done this for 20 years, sir.
Yeah, you're good.
I could see narratives along the horizon, just like anything. So
apologies to the Bears
in advance of next week's podcast. You got.
I'll be back.
Thank you very much. Check out again if you're watching this on YouTube the entire Arnold Schwarzenegger interview from last week.
While he's sitting in my chair,
that actually happened.
Also,
stay tuned for our next Rich Eisen Show podcast. The great Susie Schuster and Amy Trask with What the Football. Dan Patrick will be their guest this week. So DP Show will be in your podcast inbox as well. Overreaction Monday on behalf of Chris Brockman. I'm Rich Eisen saying peace out.